Education leaders from across the state discussed racism and lack of diversity in public and private education during a virtual rally Tuesday night. The Nebraska State Education Association sponsored the rally, titled Equity Starts with Education. Representatives from public, private, K-12, and higher education talked about how their institutions are committed to recognizing systemic racism and making changes. Luis Olivias is a recipient of the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals Program, or DACA. He's on the NSEA board and is a Diversity, Recruitment, and Leadership Coordinator at the University of Nebraska at Kearney.
It's my job to ensure that in every single level of education and in every single community across the state of Nebraska, there is an educator that looks like the classes in the communities that they're teaching.
Teachers in Nebraska don't currently reflect the ethnic and racial diversity of the population. Only 1.5% of K-12 teachers in the state are Black, despite being 5% of the population. And Hispanic or Latino residents are 11% of the population, but only 2% of teachers. Dr. Colette Nero is principal at Omaha North Magnet School. She says punishment has no place in schools, but minority students are often disciplined for behavior deemed disrespectful.
Like resiliency, a sense of injustice, outspoken nature to be able to speak when they feel disrespected. A lot of times in the traditional educational environment, we don't appreciate those qualities in students. We want them to sit down and learn.
Multiple studies have shown that minority students are disproportionately affected by school discipline. Nebraska Commissioner of Education Matt Bloomstead sent a letter to all superintendents earlier this month saying, quote, "The conversation about racial inequities must occur everywhere." In the letter, Bloomstead lists 6 goals for the Department of Education to work on, including addressing racial parity and promoting active anti-racist teaching. For NET News, I'm Becca Costello.